Patient's name is Dylan Rodriguez. First name Dyland. Last name Rodriguez. Date of birth is 1/21/2002. Date of service is 5/5/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. This 2-year-old male presents to the clinic accompanied by mom. Mom states that for the last several days, patient has had swelling around the head of his penis. And then just yesterday, whenever she was pulling his foreskin back, she did notice some oozing come forward, and she was worried that he possibly had an infection. She states that he is still in diapers and that she notices that when he goes to pee, he does wince or cry, and so she does suspect that he does have a little bit of pain. Allergies, no drug allergies, current medication denies, past medical history denies, past surgical history denies, past social history denies exposure to secondhand smoke, ROSCHPI, vital signs. Respiratory rate is 18, temp 97.6. He weighs 26.8 pounds. Physical exam general, he is alert. He's very playful, well-nourished, well-groomed. HEENT, his mucous membranes are moist. His pupils are pearl. Neck negative. JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2. Respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally. Abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel count times 4. Extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4. Gait steady. His skin is warm and dry. He has no rash, no lesions. However, he does have some erythema around the head of his penis. There is no fluid purulent drainage coming. However, I am unable to retract his foreskin due to the swelling. He does have good circulation. Whenever I do try to retract his foreskin, he does not have any pain or discomfort. Assessment and plan number 1, balanitis. Patient mom was encouraged to have him follow up with the pediatric urologist because she does think that he needs to have a circumcision. So, she states that she will schedule an appointment for that. I'm going to give him a prescription for mupirocin 2% ointment to apply to that affected area twice a day for 7 days. And then after that medication is complete, I want her to start applying triamcinolone ointment twice a day for 10 days to see if we can reduce some of that swelling. And then I discussed with her pulling back that foreskin and working with it to try to stretch it out, but very calmly as to not be forceful with it or to hurt him. If patient has any worsening of condition or begins to run fevers, I do think she needs to bring him back to the clinic for further evaluation and possible further testing. And this mom does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.